Well, this morning, representing East Sac County is the volleyball coach, Dave Waggy, has been asked to promote the volleyball team during this Spotlight program. And Dave, good start for you and your squad, 17-7 so far on the season.
Yep, we're playing pretty well. The girls are working real hard, and we have a pretty tough schedule, and we're doing pretty well. We've got 17 wins and 7 losses, and our 7 losses are to some pretty tough teams. We got into the first weekend we played in the Harlan tournament and ran into Harlan and Trainer and Underwood and lost some there, but came back and won a couple in that tournament, which was good, and we've been playing pretty good.
Yeah, after that Harlan tournament, Coach, you reeled off 12 consecutive wins.
Yeah, we went to Carroll and almost got them. Went to Carroll Public and got beat in 5, 16-14 game 5. But I was pleased, very pleased with the way we played. After that, we went on kind of a roll, and we went and beat Storm Lake St. Mary's and Alta Aurelia. Then we went to the Ridgeview Tournament, and we won that. We beat OABCIG, 2-zip, Marks, Merritt, and Cleghorn, 2-zip. Woodbury Central, 2-zip. Westwood of Sloan, 2-1. And then Ridgeview in the championship period at 2-0. So that was kind of nice.
I was just going to say, as you and I get together on Thursday to record this, you have a big match with Pocahontas Area Lorenz Marathon. So that I'm sure Thursday night that'll be a big match. We'll look forward to hearing the results Friday. But I know, looking at your roster, Coach, you have 5 seniors on this year's squad.
Yes. They've been good leaders. They've kind of helped out with getting things going and keeping everybody in line. And they've been working real hard. Lexi Berry is an outside hitter for us, and Kendall Herrig is a right side hitter. Lexi Wilson is a middle blocker for us. Ashton Bloom is an outside hitter, and Sarah Scholl is a libero for us. So we have some juniors that help contribute quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Or the juniors that do a lot of contributing are middle blocker Brianne O'Neill, our setter Morgan Grosley, who's also a junior, and then Jordan Rain, who's an outside hitter, comes in and does some back row work for us. So we're running on all 6 cylinders right now.
Yeah, and the season goes so fast. I mean, another month, we're talking postseason. You've had 24 matches under your belt already. Are there any other highlights that you'd care to shine the light on right now as far as your regular season schedule and things that maybe the volleyball team is involved with?
Well, aside from tonight, the big match with Pocahontas, we've got Parents' Night coming up, which will be, the 8th of October, I believe,
mm-hmm.
and that's a Southern Cal. It's always a good match we play Southern Cal,
yeah.
So we'll be fired up for that.
Yeah, you've faced them a couple times already.
Yeah, we played them in the Ridgeview Tournament, and I got beat 2-0 by the scores of 21-19, and then turned around and beat them that same week at home in a regular season match, non-conference.
Mm-hmm. Dave, appreciate your time. As always, you do a fantastic job with the volleyball team at East Sac County, and appreciate your time with our School Spotlight program.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Dave Waggy, that is the East Sac County volleyball coach, as the Raiders wanted to give a shout-out to their volleyball program with our Spotlight, brought to you this morning by the Loring Hospital in Sac City.